My Life Matters family, how are you doing this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever part of the world you're joining me from? This is Life Matters. I know Adejiri. We're talking about pressure today, and this is the best song I believe that we can start with. Pressure by Jonetta McReynolds. Hi, I'll be able to dance. Welcome to Life Matters with Anu Adedere. If this is your first time, you're welcome. God bless you. Today we're talking about pressure, and this came from a conversation I was having with a longtime friend. So this is my friend we met in law school, and we're discussing about like. Okay, so let me piggyback a little bit. So a couple of weeks ago, I was having a conversation with like a different friend, and I'm like, what's all this pressure on? Not even a couple of weeks. Let me piggyback a little bit more. So last year we were having a conversation. It was an open top panel talk in church. It was an open mic panel talk in church. And one of the questions that was coming up from a lot of the young adults was more of like, why is it that there's this pressure to like get married immediately after finishing school? And it was going up and up and up like that. And I'm like, just thinking back, there's some sort of pressure, some sort, when it comes to the female child. For the male child, that isn't that much of a pressure. The male child is expected not to marry early. In most cases, and when you see guys that marry early, it's more or less like, why are you getting married early? You understand, you should be out working with your friends, and da 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 da. And you have this conversation with yourself as a guy, and a lot of people were like, there's no pressure, this, that, that. Some people talked about biological clock for the woman, some people talked about spacing. A lot of things were discussed. So someone had to share a personal experience that she's called to be single. That's how, and just like Paul, right? And she broke down the entire thing that everybody was like, okay, there's actually no pressure. We are the ones putting pressure on ourselves to do this. And I remember when I was in about to get my admission into UI, it was more or less like there was this pressure of, it was not pressure, it was just like, by 25, I want to get married. By 30, I want to be done with all my kids. By, please, calm down for 1 minute. I know there's this age thing and there's this, but for me, to be very sincere, there is no clock stating that if you get married at 35, I always use this example. The person that says, oh, I have to get my dream job at 25 and da 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 da, and the person that is done with university at 45 and doesn't get a job till they're 50, and you that you're 25 and don't get a dream job till you're 50, both of you got your dream jobs at 50, right? And that's the reality of things, right? Like a lot of people just put themselves under unnecessary pressure. To be very sincere with you, there is no and anyone that wants to like today, hi guys, for those who are joining us, we're talking about pressure, no pressure, internal and external pressure. What are those things, what are those areas of your life that you feel like you've been put under pressure? when it comes to decisions to make for your life or decisions to make for your family or when it comes to your personal life. So you can pop in anytime you want. This is just a conversation I just wanted to have with everybody. And yes, I wanted to have that conversation with everybody and kind of talk about it in the sense of, why do we put pressure on each other? Why do we put pressure on people, right? And during that conversation, it made me see that a lot of times, a lot of people, how do I put it? A lot of people put themselves under pressure. Most times it's internal that becomes, it's external that comes into internal, and the external plants a seed and the internal kind of works or runs with it, right? So there's this, so when I and my friend yesterday were having that conversation, she was like, oh, that, can you imagine that? I remember that after I got married, that everybody said becoming the belly meter. I started looking at my belly. In my head, I'm like, what? Okay, what? I know that I experienced it because a lot of people, everybody is always, oh, so what's up? How is everything going? Oh, what's, like, why the pressure? Like, I understand the goodwill side of it, but when it becomes a pressure on people, you don't even know, maybe they've tried several times. And she said, what will break the aunt's back, or what will shatter everything, was when someone, now a classmate, called her and said, everybody that got married the year you got married already have kids. I was in total shock. I'm like, what? And for her, she had been trying, she had been waiting on God, she had been doing everything, she had, like she had put everything in place, like, humanly speaking, to try and make everything work, you understand? And it's like, everybody's just more concerned about the results and don't want to understand the process. So when people see you, I was telling her that it was so rude. I was telling my husband the other day that someone was so disrespectful, and the person said, so when are you guys getting pregnant? And I'm like, how is it your business? I still don't understand. You finish school and the next thing is, oh, so how is brother? Which brother? My brother is married with kids. So what's your business? Like I said, I understand the goodwill side of it. I understand the old shenanigans of people trying to, like, oh, they just have your best interests at heart. But I believe that we should be sensitive to one another. I've had people that have been waiting on God for a very long time for probably a job, and what they are doing right now is a job and not like their dream job. And every time this person sees them, it's more or less like, now wow, so you'll be doing this, but it's not coming to beg from you. Like, why do we, let's even talk about internal pressure first. Let's talk about internal pressure first. Because I've come to a place where I feel like, is it like we are the ones that cause this external pressure to, are we the ones that yield into external pressures because we already have the internal pressure locking inside us? Like, what do you think is the reason why? Because this is why people go into depression. A lot of mental health issues that everybody doesn't know this person has. And this person falls into depression and has suicidal thoughts. And, someone is saying that, in my opinion, it's actually an African thing. They believe a woman has a timetable. Because I remember having a guest. Thank you, Oriofe. You know, I remember having a guest, and she said that there was nothing like pressure. Like, most Caucasians, 90% of them, when I have this conversation with them, they're like, there's no pressure. There's nobody trying to tell you. Like, most of the time, well, let's look at it from the side of, some people don't even believe in the old marriage thing. They just believe that they can cohabit. Marriage is the extra stress. They don't want to not like each other and divorce and all that. So they have the common law partners where you live together for over 2 years. But that's, we know that the plan of God is marriage, right? And that's the goal that God had in mind when he created Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden and da-da-da-da. We remember the old story. But now it's like, marriage isn't okay. So school first, then husband, then get pregnant, then raise a family. If you stray away from that, you attack the failure. It's stupid. God bless your affair. It is very stupid. It is very disheartening. It is very important that a woman, every man, every woman understand the purpose why God has created them. Why don't our parents talk about what's the purpose? What have you conversed with God? What's the purpose why you have been created? Why should it be that there is a timetable, like Oreo first said, there's a timetable already, there's a set mind for 90% of parents, and they just believe that once you are doing all these things, or probably you are going through whatnot, or maybe you have this idea of, like, we just put ourselves and our kids under unnecessary pressure. And the internal pressure stems from a place of sometimes insecurities, sometimes comparison. And if you're listening on the music in the background is Comparison Kills by Jonathan McReynolds. Comparison kills. Comparison kills. It kills your self-esteem. It kills who you are. It kills who God has created you to be. Why compare yourself? I still don't understand it. So for me, it's not about what you are right now. It's not about where you're working right now. Yes, aim to do better, aim to aim higher. But don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. There's no timetable. The testimony I heard, even though, like, personally for me, I feel like if you get married early, it's good to give birth to all your kids early, so that there's this thing about when your kids grow up with you, that kind of ideology, right? That, oh, if your kids grow up with you, then it'll be very important. Social media has added to the pressure of late. Ladies see weddings and start thinking, when is mine coming, and the rush in the process, get any available man, instead of finding happiness. Oreofe, please, if you're free, I'd love to just even bring you on the show. Like, because, to be very sincere, you just poke up my mind. I remember when I was planning for my wedding, there were so many things. Oh my God. There's so many antiques, there are so many this, there's so many suggestions, there are so many things that a lot of people had already put in their own wedding. And one thing I told my planner was, this is my wedding. Like, I don't care what this person has done. This is my wedding. I can see something I like from what you did. Like, I remember that I was supposed to do for my, like, my the backdrop was very different, and I saw a very big brother of mine, and I'm like, oh, Adari, he had this very beautiful one. Can you kind of coin the concept towards what I want, so that it kind of features, you get, it kind of blends in? And that's different. There was no pressure for me to emulate and do exactly what Dari did. Do you understand? But today, we have it that people have compared their lives into what they see on social media. And so, does it mean that we don't build ourselves enough, that comparison kills us through social media? I just want to understand, like, why there's no pressure. There's this lady, I heard a testimony, she was 50, hadn't gotten a man, had built her career, I think she had even had a PhD, she had settled in life, she had done everything, she had ticked all the boxes, and she had not gotten married. And she was like, God, I'm going to throw a party for my 50th birthday, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to this. And on her 50th birthday, she met her husband. And she said, I've trained so many kids, I have had so many people in my life that are now like kids to me. You know what? I will not let, like, this or that person or this or that dictate it. And the person she got married to was a widow, so he had kids, and they became her kids, and she lived life. But she had built herself. Would you say that probably sometime when she was 27 or 28 or 35, she didn't want to have kids? Probably not. But she had lived life, she had fulfilled all her, like she has ticked all her boxes. And there was this other person, I heard a testimony recently where at 41 she got married. Doctors already told her, if you get married this late, it might be too late for you to like have kids and all that. And guess what? God gave her twins, not even just one. Not one, two. So I kind of put the, you put a pressure on yourself, that oh, you want to do this, you want to do that, you want. It doesn't work that way. Like, it doesn't work that way. I will say it again, it doesn't work that way. You can't. So everybody comes to this world. Let me use this part. Everybody comes to this world as one person on a race. Like, this is your race, you're going on a journey. Now, you know what we do these days? So this is your race on this plot. This is where your race is. This is Anu's race. This is Anu and her race. This is, let's say, Jibola's race. This is Jibola's race. This is, let's say, Taiwo's race. So this is Taiwo's race. And we are all, and this board is life, right? And we are all on this journey, going on this journey, walking on this journey. And I'm going on my journey, and I see that, oh, see how glittery and beautiful Jibola's journey is. And I leave my race, and I compare myself with Jibola, and I keep struggling in Jibola's lane. Now, remember that Jibola, whoever Jibola is, remember that Jibola is actually on her own race. Like, she's on her own journey, or he's on his own journey. There, nobody's fighting or, no, I leave my race and I go meet this person. I put myself under the pressure of Jibola's life. That's what people are doing right now. So who's going to run your race? Who's going to fulfill that purpose why God has created you? Who's going to? Nobody. Because you've literally just abandoned what God has given you. And if you remember the story of the talent, the moment you abandon it, he'll give the person that is effectively working on their life's journey and working on their purpose and they're working on their talents. Welcome, guys. For those just joining us, this is Life Matters with Anu Adediri. And we're talking about internal and external pressure and how we need to stop it this year. We really need to stop it. For those that are checking biological clocks, for those that are checking baby bumps, for those, be sensitive enough to understand people's predicaments. Don't just open your mouth. So when will you marry? When are you getting pregnant? So you're not even working at your dream job. Mind your business. What you owe each and every one of us is to pray. Pray for that person. When last have you prayed for that person you've actually compared yourself to? Or that you've already antagonized their life and destiny? So a lady can't... I remember having a guest on the show sometime last year. She's not married. And she said our goal was to finish everything that pertained to school before she got married. That was her goal. Which is wonderful. Some people don't... Okay, so I have my friend that wants to join us on the show. Some people don't care about that. Some people don't think like that. They just feel, oh, I have to look at this person's clock or look at how, let's say, this person is doing well with their life and run their race for them. from a man's perspective, because this perspective always runs most time on women. 90% of the time, it's always that the pressure is always put on women. They don't go and ask the husband, so when are you guys getting pregnant? They don't go and ask the husband, oh, so when are you guys, when are you having your dream job? It's the woman. So from a man's perspective, what is that pressure that we females feel like y'all don't go through, and we think that it's just on the woman and it's not... Y'all don't go through those things.
Okay, so, well, really, I'm happy for this topic you're discussing today, right? And over time, it's something, personally, I just think about it. I don't talk a lot about it with people, but The truth of the matter is, I well, sorry to say this, it's not because I'm outside the country or something, but coming outside the country has given me like a lot of things, like has opened my eyes to a lot of things that we find to be the norm back home. African settings and all that. First, I would say, like I said before, putting a woman on a timetable. Forget the other pressures that comes with it, like peer pressure, oh, I know he's getting married, when is mine gonna come, or things like that. You know, we've been so wired back home in a way that everything is more like it's written down on a stone or carved somewhere. If anything changes from it, you are a total failure. Your dad sees you as, oh yeah, well, she's just a daughter, she's just doing her thing. Your mom, well, which in most cases become so worried, start calling you every time, oh, what's going on? Oh yeah, what is happening to the men you meet and everything? They are not, they don't want to like have that conversation with you. So even though if you're happy, you could be struggling with a lot of things, right? But they put their own wants first, which is, oh yeah, once you finish school, okay, the first thing is primary school. After that, secondary school. No. Nothing like a man. No, don't think about this. Face your studies and things like that.
I just want to read a comment while you were talking. Babaji said, this is an interesting conversation. When we talk to our children, we want them against peer pressure, but there's no adult pressure. So there's adult pressure too.
Definitely. That's a valid point too. So, well, sorry, like I'll just go back to what I was saying. Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. After school, once you finish university, they'll start looking at you. Well, they won't ask you the first 2 weeks, the first 2 months, then 6 months down the line. They expect you to be busy with your phone, talking to a particular man, then bring a man home and things like that. They are not thinking about the fact that, okay, how can I help this person? What if this person is struggling with some other things, which in a lot of times it's adulthood. You get what I'm saying? A lot of people, they actually struggle with adulthood in that they find it strange. Well, don't forget we have different kinds of people, introverts, extroverts. Some don't even, they don't talk. Some don't have friends and things like that, right? But no, our parents don't like think about that the way it is. All they want is once after school, okay, you're getting married. You get married 25, 26. If you're getting married at 32, you're almost becoming a witch or a frustrated woman. Oh, 39, you're already a frustrated woman. You're a witch. You can't get the best out of any man, right? That is one part. Okay, let's talk about another part. You have a woman. She's gone through everything, like school things. She's ambitious and things like that. And she has made it in life. Like, she's very independent. She's rich and things like that. Then you have this stigmatization
and she
of,
Canada
oh.
And she buys a house.
Oh, yeah. Then you have this. There was, yeah, definitely. There was a woman, that was a lady, I would say, that was talking to me about that. Yeah, she's doing fine and everything. She doesn't have someone to get married to. Well, she's had failed relationships and things like that.
Yeah.
Then she was like, how come men run away from me? I'm like, how do you mean? She said, well, they said I'm successful and so I won't be able to like put a home together. Like I would be kind of bossy. I won't be submissive to my husband. I said, trust me. Those men you're meeting are not matured enough. I don't care. Even if I don't have anything, if I want you, I'll come to you not because of the material things you have. Mm. It's because I see a connection in you. That is what it should be. The connection first before any other thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people say things like, oh, love at first sight and things like that. Yes, But don't forget, what you see on the outside is the first thing that attracts you. Then you check what is on the inside.
Mm.
When you check what is on the inside, yes, the baggage, okay, I can handle this. You go ahead. I can't handle this. Well, you move on, right?
Mm.
It's the same thing. And like I said, the foundation of things like this, this way of thinking, this way of handling things,
mm.
goes far back home.
Mm.
Like the way we are being raised.
Mm-hmm.
We are raised in a way that, oh, yeah, a woman, she has a timetable. She needs to be submissive to a man. Yes, as much as that is true, right?
Okay.
But so, a woman has a life to live so as
I,
well.
I want to clarify something, which I think
yeah.
a lot of men have abused.
Mm.
So, in the Bible,
okay,
the premise verse
was... Sorry, the what?
The premise verse before the good
okay.
men submit
mm.
was... Submit one to another.
Yeah.
The next verse now says, wives, submit to your own husbands.
Mm-hmm.
So I am under no obligation to submit to any man.
Mm-hmm.
I am obligated to submit to my own husband.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what we are now cornering, because Before that scripture came up, he has already said
yeah.
that me should submit to you, you should submit to me. So if we are friends, yeah. if we are colleagues, we should be able to sit down, reason together, submit. Okay, so, okay, or your first idea looks like it's better than mine. I should be able to submit to that idea, right?
Yeah,
If I'm buying, or maybe if I go outside and I meet, let's say, a guy called Dele, right? And the guy is like, oh, okay, I think that this is better, or maybe I go to the bank. Let's even use a banker. So I go to
okay.
my financial person, and the person never lets a finance, like, oh, I know he has to do better at this, he has to do better at that. Even though I've put my own submission of, oh my god, this, that, I still have to submit to the person that knows better than me. So the Bible
oh, yeah,
already
sure.
states it that we should all submit to one another, because if we submit
Definitely.
To one another, we will be able to say, okay, this person is more eligible than me in this place. This was not more eligible than me in that place. And
yeah.
we'll be able to work together harmonious, like, sweetly. But the expectation that wives, it didn't say women, it didn't say girls, it said wives, submit to your own husband. So when I'm dating a guy, the verse one is the one that applies to us.
Mm-hmm.
Us submitting to one another. Verse 2
yeah.
doesn't apply.
Mm,
but
definitely.
What we are having today is that most guys have this mindset that if I'm dating you, whatever I say goes, you have to submit to me, just like the Bible said in verse 2, forgetting that you can't jump verse 2 and not go through verse 1.
Definitely.
So,
well,
okay.
I'm sorry to cut you short, because
yeah.
what I noticed is, yeah, what you're saying is true, and
yeah.
it is still going back to the same point I talked about. Over time, I I've realized that the foundation is what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, trust me, a lot of people, they go into the Bible, pick up a verse that suits their narrative, and
you will
they
live
use it.
Long.
They never check what was talked about, or the verse before that, the verse after that, they don't care about it. It does, well, Psalm 1, verse 1 says, yeah, you should give tithe or something like that. Even if Psalm 2 says, well, it is not mandatory, they don't care about the second one. I'm
mm-hmm.
just using that as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
They choose whatever suits them, and hold on to that. So if you come with something contrary to what they're saying or what they are talking about, trust me, you don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. As much as I always say, the truth of the matter is sometimes we so groom ourselves for marriage.
Mm.
We groom ourselves for marriage. Oh, no. Yeah, this is how I want my husband to be. This is what I'll be doing at home. My children will be like this. Oh, yeah, they'll be wearing red on Wednesdays, white on Mondays, and things like that. but we are not preparing ourselves for our everyday life. Hmm. Yes, marriage is beautiful. Raising up kids is wonderful. But don't forget that outside marriage, you still interact with people on a daily basis, right? Hmm. If I treat you bad, it doesn't mean I have to be sleeping with you before I'll treat you good,
mm-hmm.
right? It has to be in me, like, Anu is a nice lady. I should always respect her. I should always treat her good. Not that, I should treat Anu good because I'm sleeping with her. Then other women I see outside, they are trash to me. Oh, yeah, you talk to me anyhow. You don't have respect. Oh, you antagonize me. Oh, no, you don't have home training. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that is what I have seen. Like I said, it still goes back to the foundation, the African foundation, where I have seen a lot of people here, even men. I'm going to say this. There is a guy, I don't know the guy. I know the wife, in which this guy, he just got married. I understand they are still struggling and things like that, because the truth is, after marriage, you find out a lot of things.
Yeah.
They are still struggling. They are still young into it. And this guy beats the girl. And I'm like, how does he do that? Okay, so I was trying to ask questions about this. Then I asked, tell me about this guy. How did he grow up? Who did he grow up with? And things like that. In my findings, I understood that this guy has actually been living with his sister who goes through the same thing, and they call it the norm. Trust me, when this guy beat this girl would cry, call the sister, then the sister would tell her that, why are you shouting? Why are you doing this? Oh, you call the cops on your husband. Are you mad? Do you want me to show you my back to see how many marks my husband actually put there from beating me and things like that? They say it's one stupid thing. Something like that. Like, you just have to endure it. You just have to, things will get better. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I was not raised that way. And even if I was, trust me, I have changed that. You don't raise your hand to beat any woman, not just the woman in your house. Because it's barbaric. You don't do that. How can you raise your hand and beat a woman? And you expect that lady, then, go back to Dale, then, spread your legs and let's have kids. Really? I mean, I just don't understand. And this is something I have noticed a lot. They just expect, I'm the husband. You shut up.
But,
right?
But Oreo, the truth is, there is no... The way the pressure has been wired from, before marriage, and one thing that you said, which is very key, is that we train the girls to get married. We don't train the guys about marriage. We train women, we wire women so much from school to this. Yes, I know you don't talk like that to your husband, but we don't sit down like that with our own sons.
So you understand what I'm saying?
Like that with girls. And that's one thing I believe that it's key that you said, which is the angle of building our character before you even enter the thing called marriage. Before you even open the door of saying, I'm going to get married, if your character is let me tell you the truth. Let's be real. Or if it's married, I'm married. So I think for 1 minute we can be real for 1 minute. Marriage won't change anything. See, it will open the nyash of that thing you've been covering since. It will
definitely.
It will open it so much that you are not careful, you would think that you were just that perfect girl. Da 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 da. I don't think you were doing the secret. No, it can't. No, I don't. Mm-mm. It will open up. So if you don't build your character, if you don't build yourself, and that's why I believe that let's build our men. Can we have more men conferences? I'm tired of seeing women. I am tired. And that's why I appreciate Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo. He does a lot of man to man
like he does a lot of conference because we need to start talking to our boys out there. The height of
thank you for using the word our boys, because well, I've noticed that well, trust me, maturity is missing in a lot of men.
Yes,
men just think, oh yeah, well, once I make it, I am successful. Well, yeah, every woman is my beacon, and like, well, I can always like get any woman I want. Yes, it's true, you can. Well, the ones that are materialistic. But the truth is, getting that very woman, it takes working on yourself, working on yourself, because that's the truth. Mm. Well, I can't say, oh yeah, well, because I'm married now, yeah, everything I say is fine now. No. You guys need to work together to build a home, work together to build a future together. Hmm. It's not just, oh, yeah, well, so you need to go do this. You need to go study medicine, and it is medicine. You need to go do this. Yes, we are raising 5 kids, and it is 5. The woman doesn't have an opinion in things like that. And like I said, even when you are getting married, it rests upon the husband and the wife, or the man and the woman, to work on themselves. Yeah. First, before they come together. And this is not just raising a family. This is not just building a home. Even interactions with the outside world.
Yeah.
You can't... I'm sorry, I am going to derail a little. Let's talk about how you see these things as regards women and pastors. Women would go out there, go for Sunday school, go for this, the pastor... They respect the pastor, they kneel down, they do all these things, but they come home, the husband is nothing to them. Trust me, I don't want to know where you're coming from. You are doing the wrongest things.
Yeah.
Because if you respect your pastor as much as you respect him, but you disregard your husband, what are you doing?
No, but like, it's a societal pressure thing. It's a pressure thing.
That's what I'm saying.
The pastor hears from God. Who is your husband?
Directly, in fact, he's sitting beside God. But your husband, no. If he talks, shut up there. Oh, yeah, I'll do this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Over time, I've seen that too. And it still boils down to the foundation, the way we are wired. I believe the foundation should be train a child to respect others, not to respect a husband alone, not to respect every man she sees, plus the woman she has anything with, plus the children she comes in contact with, everybody. Yes, is it as easy as I'm saying? Of course not. You still have to exercise your human qualities. You get hungry, you forgive, you do things like that, you get hurt and things like that. Yes, it's true. You still have to go through all those things. But it is like building who you are first, before any other thing comes into it. Like if I am being raised to treat my wife well and things like that, trust me, I've been raised the wrong way. But if I'm being raised to treat women right, men equally, I am being raised well. That's how it should be. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shouldn't be, oh yeah, just train this girl to go to school. After that, you submit to your man. You do all the cooking in the house. When you guys are ready, you have sex, you have children, and that's life. No, that is why a lot of people, they hit a roadblock. Because look at it this way. I'm just being raised in a certain way. And then I come in contact with you, who was born on a different date, in a different year, different month, coming from a totally different culture, in which maybe in your culture, I don't know, Eba is forbidden, but to me, oh, Eba is a bae. It's like, oh yeah, I can eat it in the morning, afternoon, night. Then I come to you and I'm like, okay, what we have to do now, because I am the husband of the house, is you have to be eating Eba every day. Don't you think I'm already setting you up for failure? Because that means say yes to that without having any part of the conversation, no opinion from you, nothing. But then if I really want to be the man I am being raised to be and I want to be the right man, mm-hmm. I should be able to explain to you, oh, what mm-hmm. do you feel about? Well, yeah, I don't like Eba.
Mm-hmm.
That, would you be surprised to hear that you have people who actually break up because of how you set up the toilet tissue in the washroom?
Divorce, not even break
up. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be backward. It's forward. No, you have to set it this way. Everything needs to be set this way. Then they start saying, oh, yeah, you're too stubborn. Who raised you? Oh, no, you are too primitive and things like that. And I'm like, really?
Oh, my God.
Set it anyhow. Set it upside down. If you like, put the tissue on your head. So far, it is something that works between you guys. It shouldn't be a problem.
I think that most times we take out the issue and we mm-hmm. elaborate the minor things. And this is one thing that Brother just said, which is really hilarious. He said, this is about maturity. We need to grow up. We all have different timetables in life. We should not compare scripts as our test questions are different.
I always say something. Yeah? Go check it. Even if you have a twin brother or twin sister, born on the same day, well, maybe minutes apart and things like that, raised the same way, trust me, more than 90% of such, or even 98%, will end up with totally different results. Why is that? It's not because you guys are not raised well. No, it's because we all have our own race. We all have different places we are going to. Oh, yeah, even if I have a twin brother, does that mean we are going to marry the same woman? Of course not. We will still go to have different costs. Even if we do the same thing, it doesn't mean we'll work at the same place. We can't become CEO at the same time, right? So a lot of it is just like that. So everybody's journey is different. Don't compare yourself to, Anu's getting married now. That means I have to rush things and get married. No. I'm so sorry to say this. But the people you see out there on social media and all that, it doesn't mean because they are getting married, they've gone into a happy home. Some of them won't. Hey, my dear, I'm the brother.
Let's not even open that table.
That's do like you understand?
That you like. See a woman and husband just beat up. And this, guess what she will do? Let me look for a phone. I'm trying to look for a phone here. A woman and husband just like beat up. Oh my God. I'm trying to look for a phone to give you like an idea of what happens behind the scene. Right?
Hear this. This person
not
said,
be like this.
Bro.
Not be like this.
Mm.
Hey, honey. Oh, see my darling husband. He just bought me. And it's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lie. I think you nailed it from the beginning. We need to, let me open the can of social media. Even comparing, I was in a conversation. There's this thing that a friend does in the US. It's called Bolade Rants, right? So he brings up different topics and all that. And he was talking about the career woman and this. And this lady was now like saying that, the thing she saw in her parents' marriage, she's emulating for her marriage. And immediately I told her, I said, number one, you don't do that. My parents have been married for 34 years.
Yeah.
Until now, I can't compare my marriage with them because
they're
so different.
You're not married to your father.
I'm different from my mom. Do you understand? But a lot of people out there today are comparing their husbands to their father. My dad can cook. Oh, my dad. And that's why from the beginning of the show, we said this thing. The moment we begin to compare this with that, comparison, number one, kills. You compare one to another, you become full. So let's even remove the part of comparison. Let's even remove social media for one minute because I know we're in a social media age. I know that everything people see online, they believe solely. Even though that you cannot rent jeeps, you cannot rent helicopters for photo shoots.
What are you talking about?
And you now see someone take 120,000, the promotion of a big brother that's... Okay, I have a friend that's planning his wedding. And he said... And do you know one thing people don't understand, and even a lot of ladies don't understand? They don't understand the fact that your friend's wedding that you're seeing and you're saying that, oh my God, I want this wedding, was probably, she didn't spend one kobo of her money. But guess what they will do? They will go and collect loan and borrow different amounts and go out of their way to replicate that wedding with their own money. So the friend after wedding is bawling, traveling to Dubai, going to Indonesia, going to Bali, enjoying their honeymoon because they didn't spend anything on their wedding. But you, that you know, say the plate that you, the thing is pinching you is underneath your leg, you won't use your brain. So can remove comparison, if we can remove social media, if we can remove the fact that the African mentality has this biological clock thing, and don't get me wrong, there is the is good, but there is the medical factor. My pastor is a doctor, and he says there's the medical side to it. That's why they always say, okay, you should, by the time you're a certain age, it takes, there are extra precautions to when you to deliver a child and all those things. Yes, like we all know that. But the moment you tilt, just like Babaji said, the moment you tilt from the direction that God has created your purpose to be, and you tilt towards the direction of, you know what, I can do whatever I like, is my life, is my this, is my that. The moment we do that, and we pattern our life towards the edits of every other person, we do ourselves a disservice. So external pressure will not matter if your inside is fortified.
Yeah, definitely.
Surrounding yourself with the right type of people, where if something's going on and your parents are... I remember that before I got my... Oh my God, I called her up and like... because there were times where the pressure was now internal. External had even taken... I'd already like, I don't care, external. The pressure now became internal, where you need to speak out. This generation... Maybe because there is no discretion to what people actually tell you behind the scene. So everybody is afraid of, who do I talk to? But the bitter truth is that if you have the right set of people and you're sure that, okay, if I talk to Dami, or if I talk to Dele, or if I talk to Dayo, or whatever his name is or our name is, I know that I'm in a safe zone. Mm-hmm. When you have those kind of people in your circle, it makes life easy for you yourself.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can I quickly share something with you? I'm not sure I've ever shared this with you before. Mm-hmm. I know, I have friends who joined this video, and it will be, well, maybe surprising to them. I'm not sure. But the truth is, let me tell you a little story about myself when I was coming to Canada. So when I was with my wife, well, of course, she wasn't my wife back then. I just like had to have a heart-to-heart conversation with her. Babe, this is how things are. What do you want? Let's choose. I'm sure you're wise enough to choose right. So what I told her was, well, babe, we can have a big wedding. You want me to spoil that wedding? Oh my God, forget it. We'll spend a lot of money. After that, we go into serious debt, and together, Ajumama Rosson. Or we have something really, really, really simple. Forget that pressure. Oh yeah, my friends need to see my wedding. It's from Italy and all those things. Forget it. It's a one-day thing. Let's plan our future together. Life after the wedding, right? So I said, it's either we are doing that, show something elaborate and call, in fact, everybody, why, Angel Gabriel, Mako Wambe, and things like that. Or we do something really simple. When we are done, plan our lives and let's go to Canada. Well, I don't need to tell you what she chose, because, of course, she chose the latter one. We did something really, really, really simple. In fact, I did not invite a lot of people. Not because I hated them, but I was just like, let me just do my thing quietly.
Mm-hmm.
If my people back home were thinking, is this guy crazy?
Mm.
Because I could tell you at that time, I knew what I was doing, but they didn't understand what I was doing.
Mm.
And I told my wife too, babe, it's between us. Don't, whatever plans we have together is between us. Let's go do this wedding, do what we have to do, and go to Canada. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can tell you that after the wedding, my wife, I took her back to my father's house. Mm. And people were looking at me like, what is the rush? How can you get married? Lily and things like that. But I was looking at them. Because whatever I'm planning is within me, but say whatever you want to say. That is how life should be.
Mm.
It's not, oh, yeah, man, let me put on the Gucci shoes, $15,000 and things like that, so that Billy, my best friend, can envy me. Then I'll get inside my room, I'll be crying, yeah, Mudano, Bisidi. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
And this is what the pressure we are talking about has been, what the pressure has been moving people into doing.
Mm.
Let's look at this Instagram, for instance. You see a lot of people, they come out with bling. This one buys Rolls Royce and things like that. I wish we could all see life after that picture or video or life before it to know what this guy did to get that, what he is going through after that video or after that picture. But we just see, oh, yeah, I mean, it's fresh. Then we put it there. Hey, almost a fine girl. You are enjoying, though. I don't want to know if after that picture, CR is coming after you. Like, I know, yes, you have this amount of money to pay.
Mm-hmm.
People don't care about that. They only use what they see to, like, oh, yeah, to project whatever is happening in your life. That kind of pressure is what is happening, like, on a daily basis. It's what is happening in people who are yet to get married as well. Like, oh yeah, they always use someone's story to determine their own journey. They use someone's story to project how their life should have been or something like that. Hell no. Okay, let me give you an example. You have two guys here. They were born on the same day, the same month, the same year, from different places, right? One started, he started early, he got everything he wanted, first class in school. After that, he had the very good job and things like that. And by 35, by 35, yeah.
So, I just want to read something. So it says source of pressure. I'll round up with a couple of things that we have 5 minutes more. But I'll round up a couple of things that Rabology said. He said, with the right choice of friends, draw your circle and shut out the bad influences. Set a boundary. Both as singles and even as married, you just set a boundary on what you're doing. It eliminates pressure.
Definitely.
He now said, yes, so my brother, anyone with a good credit can buy anything. Even bad credit can get stuff. Not all that glitters is gold. True talk, my brother.
Oh, you think I can't use the Rolls Royce tomorrow? Forget now. Build that credit, do everything. But after the Rolls Royce, I know what is coming now. But, I can buy Range Rover. Whoa. Are you going to be there? Nobody's going to be there, but I want to show off. I mean, that's totally stupid to me. I'm sorry to use that word, but it's totally stupid. Don't live your life for what people would say or to create an impression. Live your life for who you are and what you want to become.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Because if you start doing all those things, then you're putting yourself in unnecessary pressure that will come back to haunt you, will destroy you. Whoever you're trying to impress, they are still going to be there. They will remain where they are or maybe move forward and things like that. Well, you said the trust me, I can do this for 24 hours, but it's really been nice talking to you and having
thank you very much
opinions and all that. Thank you there. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, bye.
I know that we actually had an amazing conversation, and it's nice. Like, I and Rafa did not even have this conversation that we're going to, I was going to have on the show. It was just us having a conversation, and God bless everyone that contributed. I saw my sister Ife. I've seen Okonlomo Babs. He said, I just want to read a couple of comments. He said, grace of God and self-character is the key, self-development, training has not to do with maturity. Two engineers disagree, two doctors disagree, same training. On this issue, comparison, understanding, and knowing that time matters is the key. It is important. I just want to read James 1 from verse 3. He said, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you can become mature. I'm reading James chapter 1 from verse 3 to 13 as a round of the show. Verse 4 says, so don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well developed, not deficient in any way. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and you won't be content when you ask for it. Ask boldly, believingly, without a second thought. People who worry, their prayers are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you are going to get anything from the master that way. Adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. When down and outers get a break, cheer. And when the arrogant witch is brought down to size, cheer. Prosperity is as short-lived as a wild flower, so don't ever count on it. You know that as soon as the sun rises, pouring down its scorching heat, the flower withers, its petals will wilt, and before you know it, that beautiful face is a barren stem. Well, that's the picture of the prosperous life, in quotes. At the very moment everyone is looking on in admiration, it fades away to nothing. Anyone who meets a testing challenge heads up and manages to stick to it is mighty fortunate. For such persons, loyalty in love with God, the reward is life and more life. Don't let anyone under pressure to give in to evil. Say, God is trying to trip me off. God is impervious to evil and puts evil in no one's way. And a couple of the scriptures that Brabology also suggested is Proverbs 13:20, which is walk with the wise and become wise, for a comparison of fools suffers harm. He also gave us Corinthians 10:33, which says, even as I try to please everyone in every way, for I'm not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. And 1 John 2:15 says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So with all these scriptures, we are encouraged in our heart that even the Bible has seen all these things we are going through now way beforehand, and it's encouraging each and every one of us. Don't stoop so low. Don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. Don't compare yourself with one another. Make sure that you read James 1, 3 to 13 and understand the concept of how life works and the cycle of life, right? Make room for God in everything you do. Make room for God in everything you say. Be sensitive to other people. Instead of talking about them or talking to them about what's deficient in their life, why not just pray for them and put their matter into God's hand and let God take control of their lives. I'm sure that you had an amazing day today, and I'm sure that you enjoyed the show. Thank you very much to everyone that has joined in. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Anu Adejere and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Till I see you next week on another amazing, amazing show of Life Matters to Anu Adejere. I love you and I celebrate you, and I pray that God will do amazing things for you in the year 2020. So like I said, like Brabology said, hashtag make room.